This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. I'm here talking with Enrique Dillon, Director and President of BRS Aerospace. Enrique, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
My understanding is that BRS has recently approved 5 additional centers for installing your whole aircraft parachute system on Cessna 172s and 182s. To start with, where are these centers located?
We have centers throughout the country, and you can refer to our installation centers page on our website. And we're adding, sites in different places, but our intention is to have them throughout the country.
Excellent. Do you have any centers overseas at the moment, or are they all located within the U.S.?
We have a couple overseas that have done installations, but they're not within this Cessna network. We have a European distributor that has done Cessna installations and some also down in South America.
So what does it take for a shop to become an approved installation center?
Well, there's no requirement, specific requirement, but obviously it needs to be a FAA-approved shop with qualified people. We're looking for people that are safety-oriented and share the criteria of vision of safety. And we hold their hands and we walk them through, one installation or two until they get, familiarized. And then we can approve them as one installation center.
And then do you have any more approvals in the pipeline for installation centers coming up, or are you just working with the ones you've got now?
No, we're looking at a couple more, and there's, constantly, requests for them, and we evaluate them as they come in.
Are there options for installing one of these systems beyond the approved centers?
Absolutely. The STC is designed to be approved by any AMP, installed by any AMP. We found out through time that some customers feel a little bit more comfortable, or some AMPs don't, necessarily want to dedicate their time into doing this, or they don't feel comfortable doing it. That's why we started having this sentence. But, the STC is designed that any AMP can do install.
So what exactly are the benefits to having a system installed at an approved center rather than with your own AMP?
Well, the approved center is more familiar. They familiarize themselves, so they would probably do it in less time, which would eventually cost less because, this is on an hourly, shops typically work on an hourly basis. So somebody has done this, in and out, several times. It's going to be more proficient at doing it than somebody that never done one. So that's one of the benefits. Also, some questions that might come through the install process, the approved centers probably had already gone through those and asked us directly, and we'd answer them. Not that we won't answer the questions immediately to anybody that wants to do it, but it's a more fluid process.
Okay. So when it comes to installation costs, what are the typical costs for the 172 and 182 retrofits?
You're looking anywhere between 40 to 45 hours, and depends on what the shop charges. It varies. Every shop charges a different labor rate and depends on the geographical area. Also, it depends if you're doing this in conjunction with an annual or you're just, doing it from the get-go, from no annual in the middle. Because as you, disassemble, a lot of the aircraft to do the annual, this it could be a savings in time when you do this in that process as well.
Yeah, certainly. So what's involved in retrofitting a plane with one of these systems?
Well, there's no structure changes to the aircraft. It's just, disassembling of interiors to be able to route different things. The activation handle, there is some reinforcement to the structure and supporting the system in the cargo bay. Then there is some fairings that need to be glued on top of the wing, and the bridles that are, you know, routed from the system into the wing routes and an attachment point in the baggage compartment.
How long has the system been available for these Cessnas?
Well, the STC was approved for the 172 in 2002 and for the 182 in 2004. And then a year or so after that, you know, we started, you know, with more production.
Do you have any numbers on exactly how many have already been installed? Just the 172 and 182?
I don't have exact numbers, but it's in the hundreds.
In terms of like the market for this kind of thing, what are the barriers you see to making this kind of retrofit process a success?
There is a perception, and this has been changing, you know, in the last years, has changed a lot about the perception that I don't need a parachute because you know, my plane is good enough or I'm a very good pilot. And this is not about the aircraft itself or the pilots itself. It's, you know, a combination of both. And, you know, history has shown that, you know, we have till today, and the number keeps on climbing, 376 lives saved. So there is sometimes a perception of, you know, I don't need this, but that is, you know, very rapidly changing, where, you know, people realize that it's a very good idea to have one, and safety records show that you know, this device, safety device, is something that you can rely on.
Have you had any deployments on the 172s and 182s so far?
Yes, we had a deployment on a 182, very prominent the deployment that the saved the life of the pilot. Of course, it was a, you know, engine out on takeoff, you know, under 400 feet. He pulled the chute and, you know, he went into a forest and just walked away from the crash.
So what's next for you guys? Do you have plans to, you know, do more retrofits for different types of aircraft? Are you just going to work on expanding the network for the Cessnas right now? What have you got going on?
Yeah, we constantly are working on new projects and new products. Some of them are mostly confidential. But we are actively trying to expand the footprint of aircraft we can protect and occupants that we can protect. We're working closely with the FAA to be able to have faster and simpler ways to certify or include different aircraft into our existing STCs or into our existing product base or offering that we have right now.
Well, Enrique, thank you very much for taking the time to talk today. It's been really...
Thank you for having me.
This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.